The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite. Repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's Brett Fesley. There's Big Dick Toledo. We're ready to go. It is Wednesday. It's 5:45. Let's just get this out of the way. Right away, Brett hands me a letter of a lady who's mad at me. Just distracted me all the way around.
Sorry.
It's all right. I'm fine with it. I just want to point out to people that I'm fine with any critique and whatever. And coming at, look, here's the difference between me and Simone Biles, because that's what this is about.
Here we go.
I put myself out there on a radio show with opinions and thoughts and everything else. And I realize that they're not going to be everybody's opinions and thoughts. And I can handle the backlash. I can handle the pressure that comes my way. I put myself out there as a presentation. That's the pressure I put out to say, hey, here I am. If you don't like it, you also have the right to say so. And I put myself out there for that. That's the sucky part of being in the public eye, even as small as I am by comparison to a lot of people. You're in the public eye. The public has a right to critique. Now, let me critique how you critique. Let me tell you how you do it wrong, because I've been on the other end of it a lot. I mean, you do it wrong the minute you say something like, you could never do gymnastics like Simone Biles. You could never throw a pitch as fast as a female softball. The minute you start saying you could never, you don't realize what you're doing, because what I think in my head is, you're telling me how to do my job, and you could never do this job.
Yeah, right.
So don't do that to yourself. Don't put yourself in an argument where you start saying right off the bat, you could never tumble like Simone Biles. You could never do that. Yeah, but she's out there for, as an elite athlete, people to look at, watch, and have opinions on, because that's what we do with sports.
Correct. And what the gist of the whole debate that's going on is some people are questioning whether or not, like, if there, sure, there's days that you don't want to go to work.
Right.
And you can do that. So, but if you fall up and that you take that day off of work and you're out.
The team needs you that day, and you just bail out and say, I just don't feel like coming in. Man, we've been working on something for 4 years.
You can question it. It's okay to question it.
Our presentation is today. It's like, yeah, you can say, well, okay.
We're questioning
you. You might have just had a pressure-packed day. You're not even half the elite athlete as Simone Biles. It's just ignorant to try to talk about it. Is it? So then we just don't talk about anything we have never done. Guess what we would stop doing, everybody? You're not allowed to talk about radio. You're not allowed to talk about this show. With that being your argument, you're not allowed to tell me anything you don't like, because you can't do this job. I guarantee you cannot do this job, because, A, I'm looking at your spelling, Donna. You can barely spell. You can barely spell. I love 98, but sometimes you talk about stuff that's just ring. Thank God you stopped talking about a 12-year-old's period. That was beyond INN appropriate. Oh, I used to stay at the inappropriate. What a wonderful place that was. Remember,
Brady, weekend
at the inappropriate? By the way, I'm not talking about a 12-year-old girl's period. She's 13 now. So, meh. Yeah, you can argue with me all you want, and it's a good argument. It's a good debate. Whether or not some people say, hey, I think the pressure got to and she quit.
Yeah.
She has every right to do it, but I have every right to say I think she quit, and you have every right to say that's not the case. But guess what you can't do? Start saying, you're no gymnast. You lose me. So let me tell you, if you're going to critique people, don't go down that path. It's a moron's path to say you can't do it, because you're basically saying, I don't like the way you did your show. Well, you can't do this show. So if I throw that back at you, we're in an idiot circular argument that doesn't have anything to do with what we're actually talking about. So let me just teach you how to critique people a little bit better and write better letters to me, because that was and spell check. Come on. Inappropriate. The inappropriate is that's pretty hilarious. But yeah, people are all over and people get grouchy about it and everything. It's fun. But I don't care what your opinion is. If you don't care what mine is, I'm going to only talk to people that have like a thought in their head. besides saying, so it's all about what you think. I'm like, oh, you've lost me again. You're not arguing about the issue. You're just mad because somebody's saying something you don't like. That's it. So that's how you have to – when you want to critique somebody on the air, the better ones, actually the more intelligent critique, and I think we would all agree, is someone just goes, you suck, dude. I think that's a more intelligent critique.
And you can roll
then,
on.
Yeah, then it is. You could never do Olympic level gymnastics. Of course not. But I can make commentary on social things that everybody's talking about. I can watch a TV. You know what I can't do? I can't write a sitcom. But I sure as hell can watch one and tell you if it sucked or not. I can tell you if the writing sucked in a sitcom, and so do you. So stop it with the whole you could never dot, dot, dot. Neither could you. So don't write a radio show to tell them what he can't do if you could never do the show he's doing.
I can stand in there and do that.
Come give it a run. Give it a run. You'll be dead in a week.
Come on down, Chief.
Give this a run for a week.
You're live.
Yeah, you're live. Hit it. I've seen people hit this microphone, especially the ones that are like, man, you need me on your show. I'd be great, blah, blah. And you put that mic in front of them, and it's like they turn into people who speak Polish. Okay. And then they get way far away from it because they're afraid. Yeah, I've seen it. So you can't really use that argument.
Even some of the funniest people. I mean, I remember we did that dating game one time. This guy's really funny.
Breese.
Yeah.
Brian Breese froze. I have fun with Brian. And he was in there. I'm like, you are the worst. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Everybody's lit. I know. You can't. It's not easy, is it? So, yeah, I'm fine with you yelling at me and telling me it stinks and stuff. Whatever. That's what I do for a living. I go out and I put my opinion out for a massive audience. And then you guys can disagree and agree all you want. No, duck feathers. Don't care. I'll go back and forth with you, but I'm never going to get to think, well, what do you do for a living? You could never be a gymnast. That's an idiot's argument.
That's why I'm not in the Olympics,
that's
Rob.
Right. That's why. And you know what I can't do either? Win 7 out of 10 Super Bowls, but I still think Tom Brady's a dickhead. So you do it with people that when someone disagrees with you, all of a sudden you're the biggest supporter of that entire situation. But you've sat and watched, Donna, you've sat and watched television and said, this guy's an asshole or this person can't act. You couldn't. You can't either. But yet you seem to feel like that you can say that because we all have opinions. It's ridiculous. I like Donna, though. I love KUPD. Talking about a 12-year-old's period is inappropriate. But then if I didn't and I said, ew, 12-year-old periods, you go, oh, you have to get over it. It's a natural thing. You have to make up your mind here, ladies.
It's a no-win situation.
Are we talking about periods like they're normal? Are we acting like it's gross? What are we doing with periods? I need to know because I need to get on board with that. And by the way, I could never have a period. So how dare I even think about them? That's a stupid argument. Everybody can.
I like the comparison. So sometimes if you have no idea what we go through.
Oh God, I thought you were comping periods.
I was just saying, wow.
I have a heavy flow.
But I'm saying on these controversial things, let's talk about something maybe we all get along on, like vaccinations.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. You're right. Brady's right. Let's talk about COVID and vaccinations and how we should all wear masks and get the shot.
And how about the 2024 election while we're at it? You know,
let's get with it. Let's just do this. Yeah. What a great radio show it would be if it's like, well, I'm going to avoid all the topics people are talking about, and I'm not really going to have an opinion. You know what that's called? KDKB. They're in 25th place. So we do what we do for a reason. And the fact that you engaged and emailed
Good on you.
Proves two things. You're listening, and you're dying to f*** me. You are dying okay. I am so on your mind. Dying to take me to the inappropriate and just give me everything you've got and every orifice you own. You want to so bad. And I say that as a direct quote from Andrew Cuomo. That's exactly how he talked to his staff. You are dying to f*** me, baby.
Man, they don't like that guy.
Now they don't. I was looking at articles yesterday. The Andrew Cuomo thing's funny to me because everybody's on him now. Everybody's saying you should retire. Everybody's saying that sexualizing is
the president.
Biden went out and said, "Yeah, you got to quit."
Did he have
you got to quit
stuff
dude.
A couple years ago?
The president was touching people.
Why would you go there?
That's a good point. Yeah, the president was talking about probably should step down. Touching chicks is a bad thing.
Well, I don't know. You guys could never governor you. That's New a good York point.
I could never win as governor. Yeah. So all right, no, we won't talk about that.
Great point.
That's what the show would sound like.
Yeah, exactly.
If we all did the thing with it. But yeah, it's very funny because I went back yesterday and looked at a few things. USA Today named Andrew Cuomo the sexiest governor in America twice. He was the sexiest 55-year-old man, according to People magazine, back in 2013. Sexiest governor? No question. Hands down. That's Andrew Cuomo. That was last April, USA Today. Where was the other one?
The golden boy has fallen.
They sexified him. The reason why he, the New York Times, all that time serving the public, America says very sexy. New York Times. All they did was make this guy the sexiest dude in the world.
But you would never do that on the other side, right?
Oh, good God, no. AOC is the sexiest
senator. The New York Times did that.
Kristen Sinema has some sexy dripping off of her and her. It would go nuts. But the fun part is you sexied him. And everybody was all about like Andrew Cuomo being the sexy guy. And the argument he had was pretty bad when they said, a lot of staffers are saying he kisses everybody. And he goes, yeah, I kiss everybody. And I'm like, well, that's no good. It's not a quality defense to you kiss too many people. Of course I do. I kiss and hug everyone. Okay. Maybe you want to lay off that defense.
Then he had to go out of his way.
To kiss and hug everybody.
To back up what he's saying.
Well, it's like you.
COVID times too.
Oh.
Right. Right. But it's you, Brady. It's what you're
doing. I'm not hugging.
And you're hugging hot girls and fist bumping the fat ones. It's always been Brady's thing.
I haven't witnessed that. Is that true?
It's because we called him out on it to the point where this was pre-Me Too. We just thought, wow, this is going to backfire one of these days. And we'd tease him all the time. Especially because the one time he did it in front of a big girl. There was a hot girl and a big girl that came in. And he gave just all the love in the world to the – and then I think he called her Chief.
How's it going, Chief? Fist bump. Something called COVID around the corner. Don't get too close.
The one time they saw it, you can read people that they're not huggers necessarily, or they come in for the hug.
Well, then, and it's ironic.
People want to hug me.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
I'm watching you at Four Peaks. Yeah, I'm watching this.
And do it because he'll slip into it every once. So we went to the Four Peaks. Was it 2 years ago? And had that attractive doctor, girl. And she said that because of that conversation we've had about you hugging hot girls and fist bumping others, that she was going
to
use it
qualified.
As it was a litmus test, and you gave her a handshake, which is somewhere in between.
Man.
It's somewhere in between. I'll open my hand to you, but I'm not going to hug you. And
I don't even know if I want to go there anymore.
I don't blame
you. I'm going to give up.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because she said I've always thought I was somewhat attractive. I remember her email to me. Very. She was very pretty, but she was dressed in her doctor scrubs.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you couldn't really tell. Like she was kind of. In baggier clothes, little Billie Eilish thing going on. It was sort of a setup, but Brady.
What's up, Chief of Medicine?
She was so bent out of shape.
What are you, a shaman or something?
Yeah, I got an email the next day, and she's like, I used it as a test, and I had no idea. She's the one who bought the entire bar. A round of drinks.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah, and all for the charity.
She did that afterwards.
She did it. She's like, I'm going to buy everybody here a round of drinks. And then because I remember we were standing by the tent when she first walked in. She goes, I want to do that for everybody. I'm like, that's unbelievable, her and her husband. And I'm like, that is awesome. Thank you so much. And she goes, where's Brady? And I'm like, he's right over there. And I remember pointing to you. I didn't know that until the next day when she emailed that her whole point was, I'm here. I'm buying drinks. I'm donating to the cause. And I'm going to see if Brady thinks I'm a hot woman. And Brady gives her the,
hi, how you doing? Handshake. Woof. Close, but not really. Almost. You are not going to Hollywood, dog. Give me that.
You're
hoof.
Not coming in to the VIP area.
Give me that hoof.
Give me that cloven paw you're carrying around there and see what you got there. Oh, you're one of the animals in the Bible I can't eat. That cloven hoof.
Yeah, but, it happens. So Brady doesn't hug everybody. I try not to. I went through a phase there where I'm like, I'm not touching anyone. I'll just put my arms near
the Keanu.
You. Yeah, the Keanu was. I've been doing the Keanu for a long time. The cardboard cutout. I wanted to get cardboard cutouts of me if anybody ever wanted a photo, and just have my. You can just stand in the cardboard cutout because it's no different. I'll talk to you, but it's ridiculous. Somebody says, "Have you ever noticed that the people who use the 'you could never ... only use that argument to discount opinions they disagree with? They never try to invalidate what you say when they agree with you." That's a great point. That's a great point, because if you're sitting there, if you're having an argument saying, I know everything about this and I agree with this, well, you can't do any gymnastics either. This doesn't make you a great gymnast or a great radio host just to agree with me. I love this. I love that when people lose that argument. And it stemmed – I learned that when I was mad about when women softball players years ago started to say that there'd be someday one of them would break through to the Major League Baseball. And I'm like, it's never going to occur. It will never, especially from the softball ranks. And they were talking about Jenny Finch. Could she strike a man out with him? I'm like, no. She couldn't with that big meatball. And plus, she'd have to stand. Look, she's standing 45 feet away versus 60.
Yeah.
Those guys rip 95-mile-an-hour fastballs. And even if you do the math at 45 feet, her ball's coming in about 91 miles an hour. They're going to crush it.
And it's coming back at 180.
Yeah, and it's also 300. And it's also the size of a grapefruit. These pros are going to kill it. So, no, this is a silly argument.
You want to see someone die on the mound?
Remember that lady? And I actually said, I'm pretty sure I could stick the bat out and put the ball in play in women's softball. And at the time, I was in my early 40s. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could do that. I said, it's not that tough. It's softball. And I know they're good at it. But, come on, let's settle down about them going pro. And then, I got seven college coaches and a girl. All of them screaming at me that you stand in there and we'll strike you out every time. I'm like, I would hope so. You call yourself an elite athlete. You're actually going to college for free on this deal. I'm just saying, I think I could stick the bat out and make contact. I'm not so sure I could bunt a professional baseball player.
If I get a bat on the ball, will you give up your scholarship?
Yeah, to put that on the line? Yeah, if a broken down 40-plus-year-old radio disc jockey can put his bat on anything, at foul ball even.
Challenge?
If I can time it, you wouldn't do it. You got to quit your school because you're proving that you're just some rec league player. That eventually I'd time that. I don't get to play every day like you. The WNBA, that one time, and I beat Michelle Timms once. She was a player on the Australian basketball. I beat her to the basket, and she can break my ankles, mate. I didn't know you weren't trying. She can give it my all. Just laughing. I'm like, all right, maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. But this was in front of a crowd. She should have given a little more effort than to watch me blow by her. That's embarrassing. Remember in those MTV Rock and Jock basketball games?
Oh, yeah.
When the athletes would get beat by, Rappaport, or when Timberlake started to, and people were like, wow, he just blew by a former player. That's that guy shouldn't allow that. And then pro NBA players would make fun of that guy. You got burned by Timberlake. What do you know anymore? And it's like the second you get beat by a layman, you're a joke. But that's what the argument comes back with, the girls' softball was. I can beat a layman. God forbid you didn't. What if I land one? What if not only do I make contact, I put one out, I put one out into the outfield. All right, well, I'm going to go back to my silly radio job. Now, I guess you have to quit school.
You take it deep, 110 feet.
The reason I couldn't play girls' softball is because of the incessant screaming that comes from the dugout. It never ends.
Those chants.
Those girls just constantly yelling. It's nonstop.
It's like a glee club.
Yeah. I can't do high hurdles, but I laugh my ass off every time someone falls on one. Last night, there was a dude who just face down ate it.
I told you the Japanese, the high, men's high ball.
Oh, lost
twice.
It. Yeah, you know what else I guess?
Racked him flap right on the mat.
Another thing I would venture to guess, the judges in gymnastics can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're
how
ever
they
all
judge
like Olympic gold medalists.
And yet you're a judge.
You're a judge. How is that a thing? They couldn't do it. You can't. How do you take points off if you can't do it? Natasha Lukin or whatever her name is. Nasty, I call
her.
She can't do what is going on out there anymore, and yet she's a commentator on it. How dare she? Well, at one point she could. Well, at one point I could. I just never tried.
But you got guys
stupidest argument ever.
Have no background.
None.
At least she was in the trenches for a little bit.
This guy says, you talk all tough with your tactical black, but you could never change wiper blades like Brady and Bert. It's true. Jerry, that's very true. Know your limits. That's what I say. But I could critique the hell out of you two trying to do it because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I admitted it. And neither can you. Now we know.
People just don't get it, man.
But you know what?
That's right.
Unlike Simone Biles, you guys tried.
Damn right.
And I got to say, thanks for getting up on there and giving that a run, even though you didn't do a thing. But neither did she.
Neither did she.
People get grouchy about that stuff.
You're ignorant. You could never do a tumbling pass.
That makes me ignorant. You spell words wrong. I think that makes you ignorant. See you at the inappropriate because I know you want to so hard. Brady, has your daughter had that thing yet? That lady brought that up. I was curious. She still has.
Well, she's 13 now, so
we're not talking about 12-year-old. That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still good?
Yeah.
Nothing going on there?
I wouldn't know.
Something brutal's going on at that house. Something brutal. She got that vaccine and froze her up. You know who doesn't have their periods is those gymnasts. That's what stunts their thing.
Most of the athletes. Swimmers, gymnasts, track and field.
Talk about defending something.
That's why the Olympic Village gets busy.
You want to talk about mental health, yeah, because those girls can't get pregnant, I guess, is what you're saying. Talk about mental health.
The I should have been an Olympic guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't now, so don't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The amazing thing is the physical abuse that's put on a body that goes through all that stuff. Nobody talks about that. Their bodies are broken down by the time they're 20. That's the real tragedy of it all. But I could watch that Sydney McLaughlin run. I could watch her walk the mall. That is the prettiest lady I've seen on TV in a long time doing an athletic sport. She's gorgeous.
But both of them.
The other one, too, is
Harvard neurologist.
The Harvard doctor. She can talk about anything she wants. I don't think she's like Donna, the emailer, who wants to me at the inappropriate really badly. But
it's uncomfortable.
But she can talk about whatever she wants because she's a brain doctor. She's amazing and fast. But that's Sydney McLaughlin, man. That's a pretty woman. Like that. She's 21. Her career is going to be gangbusters because of that face of hers and her ability. She broke the world record yesterday. And then they just show her and you're just like melting her. She's just gorgeous. Have you seen her?
I'm looking her up
right
now.
Sydney McLaughlin. Stunning. Even with no makeup and stuff during the race. Like she has just got that. She's going to be everywhere.
Yep. No makeup needed.
Man, you got marketing companies that cannot wait to get their hands on this because she's a stunner. And that's just her track stuff. You should see her like on her Instagram and things like that where she's all done up. She's just spectacular. But yeah, and she's ridiculously smooth when she runs too. Track and field when it's men or women, it's just gorgeous when they're running and their form is on point. Their bodies just move different. Look at that. Their bodies just do different
it
stuff.
Is.
It's just this
and it
weird
just flows.
It's this straight up and down line. It's just pretty. Pretty the way I am to that Donna the emailer who wants to just eat every ounce that I produce. I mean, it is full on. I have to have them.
It's a craving.
That's why she's so mad. That's why her spelling's so poor. Her hands are shaking while she's trying to type. She's probably got one hand. She's probably only typing with one hand while she thinks about me. The other hand's just going to town.
Come on out to the Four Peaks for a little hug.
Maybe a big hug.
I'm
we haven't seen her yet.
It's a handshake.
You think it's a handshake?
Oh, that's a handshake. Right. That's a handshake.
It could be a handshake. We might handshake. I mean, she's going to want more for sure. I guarantee you that. But you know what? She could never do the show, so we have nothing to talk about. She could never do this. I can't do whatever it is she does because I'm not trained or qualified to do it. But so I guess there's no conversation involved in that. Worst argument ever. So yeah, when you critique somebody, don't do the you can't do blank argument. That's just a dummy's argument. You could never blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Remember that? And Jeremy said, it reminds me of the time you went after those local artists and they said, you could never paint. Like, neither can you, so we're even. I can critique the crap out of your garbage paints. You don't understand art. You don't get it. That one guy said, you're not an artist. And I'm like, well, how's that? What is an art? You don't make anything tangible. And I'm like, so Beethoven wasn't an artist? Because what did he make that you could hold or feel or touch?
Right.
It was sound. Well, it's different. I'm like, you're an idiot. You're another idiot. Well, you could never play the piano like Beethoven. I'm like, that's what makes him Beethoven, jackass. Otherwise, you'd just be a piano player. Do you understand the difference between elite? And you know what? You don't have to like him. I know a guy I talk to all the time named Scott who hates the Beatles. I can't even get that through my melon. He just hates them. He thinks they're a scourge on music. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. He has every right to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it. But I know
it's the only one I know.
There's a couple of people that get upset about them, but he's like angry. But you know what I know that means when Scott says I hate the Beatles? That Donna wants to f*** me. That's all I know from this entire conversation. She can't wait to get in here. Try it. It's 6:08. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. Try not to kiss and hug everybody at work today, Mr. Cuomo. And Touchy McFeelsy, the man in charge of everything, says you probably shouldn't do that. You should quit your job. I mean, that was ballsy of Biden to say. I didn't even think about his history.
The one accusation talked about him singing a song to the lady.
Yeah, but it was something dirty.
It was.
It was something about
singing
you.
Some Two Live Crew or
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Say, hey, we want some.
Hey, it's Andrew. How are you? We want some Oh, my button. I couldn't beat myself. Sorry, I was doing something else. My hands was busy.
Nibble on my D.
Like a rat's cheese. I'll call you back about the meeting. It's at 11:30. Don't wear panties.
Andrew's got some trouble on his hands, but I find it hysterical. Because, you know, Saturday Night Live did a thing where they were, like, just fawning. The girls were like, oh, I just want to have sex. And they wrote a little song about how they wanted to bang Governor Cuomo during COVID. And the tables turn, and he's like, oh, okay, you all want to F me? How about this? And he starts coming on to you like, whoa, 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 calm her down. Not everybody wants this. Like, People Magazine said you all wanted me. The New York Times said I was sexy as hell.
I started to believe it.
I started to buy my own press. Everybody's telling me I'm the sexiest governor in America. I'm going to throw a little sexy back.
It's a legit argument.
Now, you can't touch anybody.
I know.
But, you know, you keep telling.
He's like, she wants me.
Look, if a lady here is telling me how sexy I am and she gives me a plaque and puts me in a magazine and all of a sudden, like, hey, you're the sexiest. And I might go on to that and go, hey, what do you think? Maybe you and I could. Oh, my God, you pervert. I'm like, oh, this is a trap. It was all a trap. Yeah, I didn't even get it, but his brother's going nuts on CNN. That's a great drama. That's a good one. Anyway, don't touch everybody. Don't be like Governor Cuomo. Keep your hands to yourself. Tonight especially, Brady.
No hugs tonight,
No, you're going to do well.
We'll see.
If Sydney McLaughlin comes in, I'm going to latch
on. One hug tonight, potentially.
Latch onto her like those things on the bottom of a shark. I'm getting in there. Let's get that wake-up song. 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fees.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.